is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It is Friday, 6 after the hour. It's Free for All Friday. Line up at the phone, single file only, please. The phone number to join in, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. A lot going on today. We're going to start with some breaking news out of France, but I will tell you that Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette slamming the Obamacare ruling from the Supreme Court yesterday for the second time. Supreme Court, led by John Roberts, the new liberal champion of the court, has saved the law. We'll talk about that. Christine Harbin Hansen will be here to discuss what it means financially. She, of course, from Americans for Prosperity. And then coming up in a little bit, we've got Dr. Bill Mangans is going to be here. He is a Michigan doctor who says, I'm not going to take insurance anymore. He's taking a whole new approach to healthcare in Michigan. It's a cash only deal, but it's a primary care and looking at people, and it's happening all over the country. So things are changing. Also today, John Prosser will be here, the president of the Neurotrauma Association. I have an update for you about the no-fault battle over insurance here in Michigan. So a lot going on, but we start in France. Local media reports there saying the suspected attackers that carried out what appears to be a beheading were carrying an Islamic State black flag. The murdered man's head found at his factory's wire mesh fence. This is just all breaking right now near his corpse. According to Le Parisien, the newspaper, the man's face was covered in Arabic writing as well. One of the suspects, a man in his 30s known with extremist links, was arrested already. A loud explosion heard at Air Products, a gas products firm, at 9:50 local time. Two men in the car had forced their way into the compound, and after driving at speed within the factory grounds, they ran a pile of gas cylinders, causing a small explosion as well. Several other people hurt in the attack. The extent of their injuries not known. I wonder if like the Oklahoma case, where one woman was beheaded and the other woman was on the way to being beheaded until an employee there used his sidearm to ventilate that idiot, i.e. shoot him. I wonder if this too will be considered workplace violence and not terrorism. I wonder if in France, if they're smart enough to realize what terrorism looks like. Anyhow, that's happening right now, and we'll keep you up to date on how that's As the information continues to come in. Well, as you know, the Supreme Court yesterday, on a vote of 6-3, upheld the Affordable Care Act, the High Court issuing that ruling that the tax credits would stand for federally run exchanges, no matter, you know, so words don't matter. Justice Antonin Scalia issuing a startling, scathing rebuke of his colleagues, saying basically they should call it SCOTUS care, saying that the Supreme Court apparently favors laws over others doing what they are not supposed to do, not interpreting the law on a legal standing, but interpreting the law on social standing. Meanwhile, Attorney General Bill Schuette of Michigan also issuing strong words. The Affordable Care Act, he said, violated the first principle of medicine, do no harm. The court's ruling today continues to harm those inflicted by Obamacare. Schuette had authored an opinion piece about what the course of action state and federal leaders should take if the court had struck down the subsidies. Schuette's stance elicited a strong reaction from U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan. The case is one of the areas where Schuette and Governor Rick Snyder disagree. Snyder said in a statement that regardless of feelings about the Affordable Care Act, he appreciated that the court had resolved a deep uncertainty on the issue. It also removes one complication to the state's Health Michigan Medicaid program getting a federal waiver. Our focus can now center on securing the second waiver for our Healthy Michigan plan, which has been an outstanding success, which is one of the few places, by the way. Today, nearly 600,000 Michigan residents of all ages have health care through Healthy Michigan, translating into 152,920 primary care visits, 414,000 preventative care visits, 46,000 mammograms, 23,000 colonoscopies. The issue before the Supreme Court was whether citizens in states with federal marketplaces could still get tax credits. They said yes. Now, the problem you're facing now is that so many of these state exchanges, California going broke, Hawaii going broke, they cannot begin to sustain themselves, which means it'll get thrust back upon the federal government. And why would any state now create an exchange when they can just throw it onto the federal government, which is exactly what they will do, which means more debt, more deficit, more debt coming your way. So the money just continues to pile up. You know, a little bit of Scalia's writings. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia and his conservative colleagues, only two this time, overruled Thursday. Today's interpretation is not merely unnatural, it is unheard of, Scalia wrote. You would think the answer would be obvious, so obvious there would hardly be a need for the Supreme Court to hear a case about it. We should just start calling this law SCOTUS care. Somersaults and statutory interpretations is what he said the justices had to do. Interpretive jiggery and pokery. The court forgets that ours is a government of laws and not of men. That means we are governed by the terms of our laws, not by the unenacted will of our lawmakers. Here's what Justice John Roberts said, the new liberal champion of the court. Congress passed the Affordable Care Act to improve health insurance markets, not to destroy them. If at all possible, we must interpret the act in a way that is consistent with the former and avoids the latter. No. You don't have a responsibility to interpret the law to favor, you know, what you think Congress might have meant. That's really not the way it works. John Roberts, quickly turning into the hero of the liberal world. We now, today, we'll probably hear about gay marriage, and John Roberts probably wrote that majority opinion as well. The new champion of the liberal Supreme Court that takes a big turn left. 14 after the hour, it's the Steve Gruber Show, Free for All Friday, 888-900-9966. Wake up, call in, be somebody. We'll be right back.
The Steve Gruber Show. Get the news and information vital to your world.
Let's just say the things that other people, you know, want to say but can't say. Let's just get right to it. Let's just get to what the left wants to say. And here it is. If you are white, you are halfway to hell. In this world, if you're white, you're halfway to hell. And if you're a man, then you've made the grade of pure evil. This is the notion that white people are inherently evil is being pushed at all levels of liberalism, even by white people, fueled by some sort of incoherent guilt. Men, of course, are evil just by their very nature. Put the two together and you can easily understand what the left is talking about and why the left is so scared of, well, me. White men are evil. I say no, it's time to stand up. Hashtag white guys matter. How about that on Twitter? Follow me on Twitter, by the way. Hashtag white guys matter. I'm going to push back, you know, hashtag. So how are things going? How do you think, I mean, seriously, it's a free-for-all Friday. We can go over a few things. How are things going? Well, the national debt is nearly $19 trillion now. And Donald Trump, one of the favorites to win the Republican national nomination for president, says that $24 trillion, there's no coming back. It will be over. And that's just for starters. And we're headed that way with this Obamacare ruling. You know, something that doesn't, I mean, just going to add debt and deficit, just goes on. How about these other measures? What's going on? Gay rights are paramount these days. Religious rights are under attack and demonized. Islamic State is beheading, burning, shooting, and slaughtering people by the thousands all over the world. But a new report says the biggest threat to America is right-wing white guys. It's me. If you didn't know, I am the threat to America. Hillary Clinton and Lois Lerner illegally deleted tens of thousands of emails in the midst of congressional investigations, and nothing happens. Filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza gave a little bit over his legal limit in a $20,000 campaign donation and got thrown in prison for a year. Members of Congress are going to a secret room, signing a non-disclosure agreement, reading a document that could radically change everything about international trade, immigration, and a lot more, but we're not allowed to know anything about it. Meanwhile, the NSA and an assortment of government agencies can collect information on you, everything you're doing, 24 hours a day, and that's perfectly okay. Chris Kyle, the American sniper, is called a coward and a racist by left-wing commentators like Michael Moore. Bruce Jenner dresses up like a woman on the cover of a national magazine. He's called a hero. The Supreme Court has twice rescued Obamacare from the ash heap of history and made it the law of the land for the rest of us. The Supreme Court, by the way, is exempt from using Obamacare. How convenient. President Barack Obama continues to negotiate with Iran on a nuclear deal. Those from all sides say it's just a bad idea. But he refuses to negotiate with Republicans on just about everything else. How are things going? Well, smoking cigarettes is bad for your health, frowned upon and illegal just about everywhere. But smoking pot is medicinal, encouraged, and becoming legal just about everywhere else. When an Arab radicalized follower of the Muslim faith guns down and murders American military personnel while screaming hateful comments, it's called workplace violence. When a white radicalized racist guns down black churchgoers, it's called domestic terrorism. How are things going? Well, when a short heat wave passes across the nation, it's called global warming or climate change or climate disruption. When long record-setting cold snaps hit the nation 2 years in a row, it's called weather. When a professional football star lets air out of his game balls, it becomes a national scandal and is covered for weeks and weeks. When American veterans die because they're denied health care for months and years, it's forgotten in just a few days. Yeah, I think things are, you know, all in all, I think things are going pretty well. What do you think? To the hotline, Jim is on the line in Lansing. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Steve. I'd like to make 2 points. One, that Supreme Court ruling is going to have much larger ramifications than just the health care law, because now what they're basically saying is, if the general intent of Congress was going in this direction, well, then, irregardless of what the language of the law says, we should make sure that the law continues in that direction, and that would go for about any law.
That's right. See, the words don't matter anymore. That's what Scalia was saying. Words don't matter. I mean, the court's just deciding.
It was plain language right in front of them.
That's pretty clear. I can read the English language.
And the other Gruber even said, we put that in there to make sure that we had a hammer so that the states would establish exchanges.
Jonathan Gruber. Anyway, yeah, Jonathan Gruber. And, of course, the reliability of the stupidity of American voters and citizens. Go on.
I was with some agents yesterday, and, boy, it's awfully tough because there are a lot of people probably don't realize, but Congress mandated how many dollars health insurance companies could keep to pay their electric bill, their employees, compensation to agents, et cetera. And the margins now are so thin that to stay in it as an agent is it's really, there are a lot of agents today very discouraged.
Well,
we lost a lot of agents 2 years ago because of this, but now even more so people are starting to think, is this even worth staying in this game?
But the insurance companies themselves, I mean, you saw it. Maybe you didn't see it yesterday. The hospital stocks and insurance stocks went through the roof yesterday after the ruling because everybody knows they're going to make a pile of cash because by mandate as well, if the insurance companies don't make their targeted profit levels, you and I, the taxpayer, get to pick up the difference. How convenient. And again, Congress and the Supreme Court, none of these folks are on Obamacare, Jim. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate the call.
Guaranteed market for them.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. Things are going pretty well. You know, pretty well. When we come back, we're going to talk to a doctor who says he's not going to participate anymore with insurance. He has a new plan he's going to roll out, a way to take care of people and make it easier for everyone. We'll talk about it straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan's radio program of record is The Steve Gruber Show. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's 33 after the hour on this free-for-all Friday. You can call 888-900-9966. Our next guests are both doctors, Dr. Bill Mangan and Dr. Michael Mangan. Now, Dr. Bill has been in business for a long time, and Dr. Michael is a second-generation doctor in the family business, if you will. But looking at the landscape, they decided it was time to make some changes. The Affordable Care Act proving not to be affordable to so many people and confusing and burdensome. And so they've decided to make some changes going forward, as are a lot of doctors. These folks are from Williamston, Michigan. So right here in the state of Michigan, these folks, Dr. Bill, Dr. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us, Steve. Hello.
All right. Dr. Bill Mangan, let's start with you. How long have you been a doctor?
About 23 years.
So you've been, you know, involved with the insurance payments and the paperwork and the headaches for a very long time. You understand it. And now Yes. You've made a decision. Obviously, your son is going to be the next generation in healthcare here in Michigan and in America. He's part of the next group of young doctors. So you guys decided it was time to make a change, and you have a very unique approach that's getting some attention. Tell me what your plan is and how it's different.
Well, what we're doing is we're offering a direct primary care model, which eliminates the insurance companies from our particular portion of medicine, the family medicine portion. We did not accept any insurances. However, we offer a membership, and the membership is age-based. And from infancy through 19 years of age, it's $10 a month. From 20 to 44, it is $50 a month. And from 45 and on, it's $65 a month. And this affords you unlimited access to our office, as many visits as you need, as you want, 24/7, 365. Contact with us over the telephone, the computer, Skyping, FaceTime. We call that e-visits. And many of the medications, the common medications that our patients are on, we will dispense directly out of our office except for controlled substances and narcotics. We don't have a license for that.
Right, but for basic medications, things that are common like pain medication, maybe lower-level pain medications or antibiotics, things of that nature maybe.
Right, exactly. And we'll have them right here and save the patient the time and energy to go to the pharmacy. And we can also offer them at a greatly reduced price, many times considerably less expensive than the patient could get through their insurance going to the pharmacy.
Now, in talking to, you know, I have a couple of friends that I've known you for a long time, Doctor, and to be clear about that for our listeners, I've known you for years and years, and Michael for a little bit shorter time, but I've known you both for a while, and I don't use your office, so just so everybody's clear, this is a conversation, it's not an endorsement, it's just a conversation, so for the sake of full disclosure, but the approach that you're taking, also, you've made deals with people that do like MRIs and x-rays and so forth to allow your patients to get a better price than, say, for example, my daughter went and got an MRI last year, and my portion of it after insurance had paid was still $800 that I paid for an MRI that took about 30 minutes. And I thought, wow, that's a lot of money. And it was somewhere around $2,500, $3,000. I remember looking at the bill. But you have deals with those folks as well.
We do. We have a number of specialists and also diagnostic centers that are just as excited about direct primary care or direct care, if you will, in their instance, where we don't have to be scrutinized and under the thumb of the insurance companies. And so, yes, we can get all diagnostic testing done at probably somewhere around 75 to 80% savings over what the insured patient could get.
So that just begs the question, and that just begs, if you can do it, if you can cut costs by making some phone calls and making some arrangements and making some partnerships out there in the business world, why can't everybody else? Why can the United States government not get us to a point, if they want to have the Affordable Care Act, allegedly, why can't they make it affordable? If you can do it, how come everybody else cannot?
Well, see, they can. And the what you know, just a very sort of in your mind's eye graphic, if you can think about the distance between the patient and the doctor in the current atmosphere, the current setting with insurance companies, there are almost 50 layers of bureaucracy in one form or another before the doctor and the patient actually make an agreement on something. And therein lies the problem. We have a bloated government system and insurance system that I'm sure they mean well, but unfortunately, the proof's in the pudding. They're doing a very poor job.
Well, you're more of an optimist than I am. I'm not sure they mean well. I guess you're an optimist. But yeah, I mean, you're saving money here tremendously. Now, let me ask Michael here a question. Is Michael's the next generation. Michael, how old are you?
I'm 32, thank you.
All right, you're 32 years old. You've been a doctor for how long?
I've been out in practice for a little over 3 years.
Okay, so you're the next generation for healthcare, if you will. And as you look, you know, young doctors like yourself coming out of college, many have a tremendous debt. You know, they have a debt to service. It's a challenge to get a job that pays enough. And it's time to take a different approach. As you look out, and obviously you probably stay in touch with some of the people you went to school with, other young doctors, is
sure.
This the kind of model we're going to see going forward more often, people just excusing themselves from the insurance table and saying, listen, we can do better if we do it ourselves?
Absolutely. Doctors, young and old, seasoned veterans and the new green generation are born into this system that simply doesn't work. It's so many layers of bureaucracy, so many layers of red tape. We're not truly physicians. We're not practicing the art that we were trained. Some are simply retiring from medicine. Some are choosing to specialize, which leads a further burden on the primary care deficit. We need more primary care doctors to provide these services for our patients.
Internists.
Internists, family medicine doctors, pediatricians, people on the front lines, people that handle 70% of all medicine. You go to your primary care for most of your health care.
Yeah, I think that what you guys are doing is what you've in effect done here, gentlemen, from what I'm hearing, is the house call is making a comeback.
Absolutely. We make house calls that's completely included in your membership fee.
And because you're in a small community, you probably have a geographical area that you would limit that to. But think about that. I want the listeners to think about that. Here's a way, if you're, you know, up to 19, it's $10 a month for up to 19, $50 a month if you're 20 to 44, and $65 a month, 45 plus, and you get, you know, as many visits as you want. Hey, doc, I'm not feeling well. I'm 80 years old. I've got a cough. I don't feel like coming to the office. Can you swing by on your way? Absolutely. And you guys will stop by their house. That is Gentlemen, my hat's off to you. My concern is that some government bureaucrat will come along and say, well, they can't do that. That's going to be, you know, that's out of bounds and out of line. Now, what I'd like to do, gentlemen, that's all the time we have today. I'd like to have you back in the future and explore this more, because I think it's a terrific model and a plan that deserves a lot more attention.
We'd be more than happy to come back.
All right, Dr. Michael Mangan, Dr. Bill Mangan, of course, thank you to you as well, my friend.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
There you have it. I mean, listen to that model, boys and girls. And what we didn't get to, the bills that you do pay with these two doctors can be applied against the insurance deductible that you have, because they will give you receipts. It still applies against your deductible for the insurance coverage that you do carry. There's a new medical front coming. It's being heard on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Steve Gruber Show, jump-starting your day with the news that matters.
After on this free-for-all Friday. Just jumped back on the phone with Dr. Bill Mangan and Dr. Michael Mangan. We're going to have those two back on the program next week, Wednesday. Reason being is we didn't have enough time to talk there to explore, you know, the whole concept of this direct primary care model. You know, but with what happened to the Supreme Court here, and make no mistake, you look around and you see the cost of insurance is going up and up and up. Right, so let's take, well, Ivy, you'd fall into that middle bracket. You'd be at $50 a month, so $600 a year, right? I mean, that's, okay, so, and you know, if we go off and see the doctor, you have your office call and your deductible and different things, and but to me, it sounds like a pretty smart plan.
Yeah, it does, Steve. I mean, it's inexpensive, and I mean, you have to pay out of your pocket, what, 40, I think our deductible is $45 every time you go visit.
Something like that, right.
Yeah.
So in this case, you know, and you know, women, my experience, you tend to go to the doctor just a touch more than guys do. I mean, mm-hmm. Guys tend to avoid it a lot. Women go, so for you, I mean, all kidding aside, unlimited access to the doctor. I'm not feeling well. I've got the flu. I've got a cough. I've got a hang, whatever. I've got a hangnail, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think at $600, if it's a better buy, and the fact that they will, I just think it's incredible. They'll come to your house.
Yeah, I'm.
When was the last time that
about
happened?
Service.
Yeah, when was the last time you had the doctor come to your little black bag and the doctor?
Never since I've been alive.
It's like a damn Disney movie. I mean, seriously, knock knock. Hey, we're here to. I'm here to help. And the doctor's here. Great. And so I wonder, you know, if this is going to be, and I'm sure it is. This is going to be the kind of plan you see starting to be created and developed and perfected, if you will, mm-hmm. around the country. Because for doctors who are, let's be honest, one of the big complaints from doctors when it comes to insurance companies is, okay, the procedure costs a dollar. You know, the insurance company pays 80 cents. The doctor gets, you know, 50 cents. Everybody takes a chunk out of that dollar before it ever reaches the doctor's pocket. So they have to charge more. The insurance companies, and it's a wildly expensive mess.
It is.
If they're cutting out the middleman and saying, listen, we'll come to your house and we'll be there for 15 minutes and it costs, you know.
Well, interestingly enough, I just thought, you know, having them come to your house, say you're very sick, and that way you're not spreading germs around either. You're not going into the office where then you know, other healthy people who are just going in for a checkup are now, you know, exposed to the flu or whatever it is that you have. So I think it's kind of interesting if you are really sick. They come to your house, they check you out, they give you whatever medication you need or prescribe it for you.
You're not spreading the wealth all over the
Yeah,
head.
I think that's a very interesting point as well. And for me, I mean, yes, I go to the doctor maybe three or four times a year, depending if I'm not sick, maybe less. But I just think that it's a smart way to go about things because,
well,
you know,
no, both of us ended up, you know, I ended up at the doctor a couple of times last year because of
acute illness. Oh, and it costs an outrageous amount of money.
Outrageous amounts of money because you go down to the Ready Care, mm-hmm. and if they can't deal with it, well, they send you up to the street to the regular hospital, and so you get dinged once, dinged twice.
Well, then you're paying $200 for a visit to the ER. Then you're paying $100 for the visit to the Ready Care. So, I mean, right there, for myself, that's half of the cost would it be for the year.
Right, and the high-end deal on their particular plan at 45 plus is $65 a month or $780 a year on the high end. And obviously they have a, You know, they take a bit of a gamble as well here, because obviously if they have some kids that are 19 or under, that $10 a month, yeah, they're going to see the kid here and there, but they don't expect it to be too serious. The kid's got a cough, kid's got a cold, move along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're hoping that, you know, they don't have somebody that comes in, you know, once a week just to place, you know, make a social visit. Under the terms of their deal, that would still be legal. Come see your doctor. But my concern, my serious concern for this, though, because it's forward thinking and it's different and it's smart, is that the government will come along and say, well, you can't do that. You're not part of Obamacare directly. We don't have our thumb on you.
Well, you know, what makes me think about that is the people that, you know, the congressmen who have said, well, I'm not going to hold Obamacare. Well, if they're going to make that illegal for the doctors, then they need to make it illegal for the congressmen.
Well, right, because Congress is exempt. The Supreme Court that just passed it's upheld Obamacare. They are exempt from Obamacare itself. Kind of ironic, isn't it? Let's go to the hotlines real quick here. We've got Sam on the line in Grand Rapids today. Sam, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. This is somewhat related. It's not directly related to the issue this morning, but years ago, I read a book called The Tragedy of American Compassion by Marvin Olasky.
Mm-hmm.
And he stated an interesting statistic that of the social spending in this country, only 18% of the social spending actually gets into the hands of the people who need it, and the other 82% is chewed up by the bureaucracy that administers it.
Doesn't surprise me in the least. Doesn't surprise you either, does it?
That was a very shocking thing to realize.
Well, you think about it, just like we were just talking about. You go to the doctor's office, okay, so you have to fill out the paperwork, and then you have to send your paperwork to the insurance company. I mean, you've been there where the ladies are checking on your insurance card, where it goes, okay, you got to pay that staff. Then there's a staff
first
on the insurance.
First question out of their mouth.
Exactly.
Where's your insurance card?
Well, exactly. They ask you that, and then on the insurance company end, there's another person down there working the numbers and looking at the cards and going back. So there's staffing there. And then you've got all the things go on in between and the different things and the overhead. And yeah, by the time it's done and you pay your bill, and I pay $800 for an MRI, the Dr. Mangan says probably really costs about $400, and $800 was my portion. The insurance company paid more. I mean, if Dr. Mangan and Dr. Mangan can figure out how to save 75% off the cost of primary care, somebody ought to be paying attention to the model they're performing. But I'm going to tell you, Sam, somebody will try to make that illegal.
One other thing the time value of money, which is an accounting principle. I had knee surgery about 15 years ago, and I checked, and it took 2 years for the surgeon to be paid by the insurance company. If it takes you 2 years to get paid, you're going to crank in a premium simply because you're waiting to be paid for your work.
Yeah, it's called interest. Sam, thank you so much.
Thanks.
There you have it. Sam checking in on the hotline on this free-for-all Friday. You can do the same, 888-900-9966. It's the Steve Gruber Show.